How's it going, Brooke?
It's going all right. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I live in a neighborhood, as you know, where occasionally we are seeing the ground get torn up and the houses going up in Sonoma Ranch.
I know. Amazingly, we're seeing some of that.
And we're seeing some of it. But your cover story this week says, overall, while things are improving nationally, Las Cruces is still kind of the builders are not in the best mood.
Right now. Last week, the news came out that the builder sentiment nationally was the highest it's been in like 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting. I talked to Jim Reedy, who's a builder and also the head of the Home Builders Association here, and his response was, wow, really? and then he went on to tell me that probably for the last 5 years, it's been so bad that the fact that it's up doesn't necessarily mean it's good. And if you look at the numbers, it's really not. Things are better, potentially, overall, although here in Las Cruces through May, we're off to a worse start than we were last year in 2011.
Hmm.
So we're seeing some homes being built. There's no doubt about it. And I had a story 2 weeks ago about real estate, how some homes, especially in certain price ranges, the absorption rate is lower. You know, finally there's some movement taking place. But it's nothing like it was and nothing like people would like for it to be still.
Yeah.
For instance, in so far this year, we've had a 179 permits and issued through the end of May for $32.8 million in valuation. Last year at the same time period, it was 196 permits for $35.3 million. So not a huge difference, but it's still down. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't hold and it didn't increase. It's down year over year.
Yeah, and what's interesting in the dynamic in this area is just like we've seen nationally, that there has been, with the recession in terms of new construction, more moderate and lower priced homes
right.
being built, and many of those selling right away if they're spec homes or being built custom built. What we also see in Las Cruces, though, and I've noticed this even in the last year or so, is that we're starting to see, albeit very slowly and not a lot of them, more expensive homes being built as well. Maybe some of these folks who wanted to retire in Las Cruces have the chance to build the dream home now because
right.
they've sold their home somewhere else or in town for that matter.
Right. And we have seen for the first time in a while a few of those higher-end homes on the market and moving some. So for a while, it was just zero. You look at the numbers, they weren't moving at all. So there are a few signs. There's no doubt about it that there's a few signs. Like Mr. Reedy said, the phones are ringing. People aren't necessarily buying, but they're calling about it. And the last couple of years, people weren't even calling. So that's, you know, you take any little scrap of good news you can and hold on to it.
And
but it looks like it's still going to just be a while till this housing market really is back level.
Yeah. And of course, only half of the year is gone. So perhaps we'll exceed last year by the end of the year, by
December.
Things
can pick up.
We'll see. Let's be optimistic, right? In your profile this week, we have a new restaurant with an interesting name.
The Cow Palace Cafe, yes. Out there in Doñana, it used to be Alejandro's was a little restaurant out there. Now this place has taken over that location. You don't really have very many eateries out that way, so
mm-hmm.
this is one place you can go. They have burgers that you can get up to a full-pound hamburger for $12.
Oh.
I haven't tried it myself yet, but maybe something I'll have to fast for the day and go over and try that. But the husband and wife team, Brady and Wesley Reno, have opened it and are operating it. And they're both country folks. Grew up out, you know, in the country. They like the farm life and everything. So that's how they named it, the Cow Palace Cafe. Interestingly enough, no steaks on the menu, but they're hoping to add those because they figure with a name like that, people will be expecting steaks. But they do have burgers and other things and pictures of cowboys and that sort of stuff, decor on the wall.
It's interesting when you look at the food industry. I mean, we've certainly had fits and starts of various trends in healthier foods. But in terms of hamburgers, Americans love hamburgers.
They do.
And we always, whether it be the local place like this or the growth in new hamburger chains like Five Guys, which is taken off in El Paso
exactly.
and nationally, we always have hamburger joints.
Yeah, we do. No, I think they'll always be around.
I do too.
You know, I've been trying to be a little healthier, been exercising, but I can never give up hamburgers, I don't think. Maybe you can cut back on them, but give them up.
Yeah, every once in a while, there's certain foods that Americans, every once in a while, we want. I think pizza is another one.
Pizza is definitely. And you just get that craving. You just get that taste in your mouth for a green chili cheeseburger.
You sure do. Well, of course, that's us in Las Cruces, for sure, the green chili. And in the What's New section this week, a little variety.
Back in February, people might remember I wrote about Circle 7 Company, which is Gary Coppedge has that one. They're building over off of Sonoma Ranch Boulevard, Corte Dios. It's Haciendas at Grace Village, and it's an assisted living facility. It was specialized in Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of stuff. And it's a $6.6 million project, and they're coming along. They've got walls up and everything. So they're hoping to have their first phase done by, you know, in the August range to have an administration building up and everything, and then have their first, you know, building with beds and everything up by about October. So that's coming right along. We have a Korean restaurant here in town. It's on Solano. People might remember there was a Thai restaurant there on Solano. It's closed, but this Korean restaurant has opened right there, 1605 South Solano. It's called Kimchi House. And so not something we have around
something
here
new.
Much.
And
of,
we're
yeah,
getting
something.
More Asian restaurants.
Yeah, we certainly are. We certainly are. The truck farm has finally moved to South Alameda. There's this business called My Physician Inc. that started up, and it's supposed to help coordinate people's maybe some people see multiple doctors and have multiple medicines and all that sort of stuff, and it's hard to keep track, and sometimes it's hard for family members to keep track of what's going on. So that's what they'll do. And real quick, up on North Main and Elks, that corner, we have Valero and Caddy Corner from there. The Chevron station are both closed down. The Chevron station, the store is still open, but both places will be back. They're working on their tanks and stuff right now. It's just kind of coincidence that they're both doing it at the same time.
All right, new gas tanks. And in the babbling brook, Brooke, I don't think you've ever done this. Talk about variety. what a mix of things you're talking about this week in your column.
Yeah, if you know, you live alone but you don't want to drink alone and you have a dog, there's now a new beer for dogs. It's called Bowser Beer. It's coming out of Seattle. And the lady who started it, she used her own dogs as test subjects, and this has sort of a beef taste to it, so it's something new.
So
it's on the market.
It's, let's clarify. I guess it's not really beer.
It's non-alcoholic. It's a beer.
It's a non-alcoholic beef-flavored
beer for Fido.
Beer, whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know if humans have tasted it much yet or not, but that's something you can buy.
Everything for the doggies.
And maybe even on a more serious note, if you ever heard of rare earth minerals. A lot of them come out of China, but China has about 1/4 of the world's supply. They use them in a lot of stuff, mobile phones, MP3 players, iPads, you know, really big for electronics. Now, China's sort of clamping down on exporting them some.
Oh.
China produces about 90% of them, but they say it's being overmined and all that sort of stuff. And so other countries better chip in and start mining too. So this is something to keep an eye on. It might, you know, who knows, raise the price of some of that stuff. And real quick, just some more. Yahoo News came out with a thing about all the funny reasons people have been kicked off of planes and wearing baggy pants, things like that.
Oh, boy.
You know, there are legitimate reasons, but then there are some other reasons.
It'll be a fun list to read. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank